I want to ask you about a report breaking in the Wall Street Journal overnight. I want to show the headline right now. It's the headline saying the spy sheik bought secret stake in Trump company, $500 million investment for 49% of world liberty came months before UAE won access to tightly guarded American AI chips. It's referring to the national security advisor to the UAE, Sheikh Tahnoon, and he made this investment just before President Trump was inaugurated. The article goes on to say the deal marks something unprecedented in American politics, a foreign government official taking a major ownership stake in an incoming U.S. president's company. This is the company of President Trump's family. Eric Trump is the president of the company. President Trump is listed as the founder emeritus, though he's not running it directly right now. How do you respond to those who say this is a serious conflict of interest?
I love it when these papers talk about something being unprecedented or never happening before, as if the Biden family and the Biden administration didn't do exactly the same thing and they were just in office. So I saw that article. I don't have a comment on it beyond President Trump has been completely transparent. When his family travels for business reasons, they don't do so in secret. We don't learn about it when we find a laptop a few years later. We learn about it when it's happening. And so there's nothing unprecedented about the Trump organization going out and trying to make investments that basically all will come back to the American people and jobs in this country. And so this idea that there's something untoward or unprecedented is just a repeated story that isn't true. And I think that the American people know that. And the fact that we talk about unprecedented and this is something that doesn't happen is just not true. And it shouldn't be said by these so-called newspapers that are saying it.